It's a podcast. And now,
welcome back to more garbage.
Hey, yo. What up? More Garbage Podcast, Hot Take Tuesday with my co-host, DJ JoJo, El Traco, and of course, Fubs. Look at that. We almost had a bunch of real names in the stream today. I am
Real Ass Tuesday. That's what it is.
Vandal NYC. And today we are going to be talking about, please, y'all, do the right thing. Because whatever the right thing is,
this ain't it.
This ain't it.
It definitely ain't.
Okay. This could be in relation to a bunch of different topics, but I think we're going to begin with the refugee crisis at the border, which is just compounded now, like year after year, right? And basically the newest iteration is all the Haitian migrants seeking refugee status after basically the country was thrown into turmoil after the assassination of their leader, followed by a huge earthquake that left many people without homes, without power, without jobs, without electricity, without food. A lot of people basically made their way over into Central America and tried to move up to the U.S. Through the Texas border. I think it was around Rio del Rio. I was about to say Rio.
Which is a wild journey. Let's just talk about that journey in itself. To get from there to the southern border is out of control. So, like,
that's right.
They took the long way.
Yeah. They took the long way, basically.
The only way, pretty much, right now, right?
Right.
Yeah, but think about this, like,
crazy.
The proximity of where Haiti and the Dominican Republic is to the state of Florida.
Oh,
you understand?
I know
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's a lot closer. They went to South America and then through Central America and all the way north, right? First of all, I've always wondered this, right? How is it that people are able to make this journey on foot? Has anyone ever tried to even walk on the side of a road,
dude,
when your tire's gotten flat? The cops are there in a second. So how is it that people can manage to walk that far?
Well, that's in the U.S., right?
Well, I was about to say, in Central America, it's pretty reasonable, I guess, right? In certain parts of Central America.
No, nowhere in any country.
But yeah,
not nowhere.
First world issue, bro. That's what we talk
not,
about.
Not nowhere. Yes, in certain parts of other countries, yes, you cannot be on some like big city shit, but they don't care. And in this, in our country, let's be real. If you're walking on the side of the road, nobody cares. They just think you're fucking poor.
The cops will definitely come pick you up if you're walking on
no,
the
that's
side
not
of the
true.
Road
They're just
highway.
Going. That is not true. Not necessarily true everywhere. Like, yes, here in big metropolitan fucking blue cities, yeah. But, like, not in other places. They're going to be like, oh, look at those fucking poor people and leave them alone.
So right now, at that border.
You're not fully. It's a mixed bag, right? It's a mixed bag.
Mm-hmm.
They're dealing with record number of refugee seekers. Record number. And Alejandro Mayorkas, he's the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary, basically said our borders are not open and people should not be making this journey. Yet many people that are coming are saying that they were in Mexico and they heard that Joe Biden was saying, yes, we will take refugees, which they're getting misinformation through
the U.S.
like social media, etc. But go on. The U.S. what?
Yep.
The U.S. sends a mixed message all the time. Right,
I'd agree with that
100%.
The way that the way that we were taught in school, and you know, and we're a really good panel of Americans that can talk about this, because some of us are naturalized, some of us are born there,
some of us saw our parents go through the becoming of a
right. Exactly. Right. And so the U.S. sends a mixed message to the world all the time. Right. They do send a message of, hey, come here. You can find a better life. This is how our country was established, if I remember correct. Right.
100%.
Now,
bring me your tide, you poor.
Right. And now we all know that that doesn't count for black people.
Immigrant of black people, lots of people.
It doesn't count for people from black countries. Very many, right? In fact, before any of this stuff happened, if you got here from Cuba, you could stay. If you got here from Haiti, they sent you back. This is a policy that they've always
had. Haiti has an issue with Dominican Republic as well, with the racial breakdowns. So
could it be the skin? I mean, look, and it's not just me going in that direction. You can look at our own numbers and our own policy and see that that's true.
Oh, it's a reality. Right? Listen, they pick and choose what they want to do, who they want to do with, and how they want to do it. And guess what? It's also political, right? I'm sure there's people that get through that had no people. You know, that, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, everything here is a who you know, and the rest is what color you are, correct? So in your May, skin tone.
In right. May, the U.S. government basically granted protective status to any Haitian immigrants that were already here.
Right.
Okay. So it's not like we're just like, no, we're not taking anyone. But now there's a crisis in Haiti. There's a crisis at our border. What? There's 13,000 people camped out under the bridge over there in Del Rio.
It's real.
Okay.
Wait. 13,000 is one third the population of the city of Del Rio. So they have one third.
About 40,000 people. Yeah.
Wait. Hold on.
One third of the population.
Okay. Hold on. Because you're using sensationalized numbers to try to freak people out about the scary black people.
Oh,
right?
No. I'm just saying.
No. Hold on.
That's how a lot of
okay,
people.
Okay. No. Let's talk about that. How many people is that in percentage? What is 14,000 of 330 million?
But please what if tell this me. Is, but wait, what is this a human rights issue we're talking
no,
about?
No. What percentage of 330 million? Perhaps I need to repeat the question. What percentage of 330 million is 14,000?
Under one.
It's way less than 1%.
Wait.
How many states we got? How many states?
What's your point?
Where are you going? Okay. So now, when people go into the diatribe, they're using those numbers to scare people to say that we don't have any room for anybody.
Wait.
Total bullshit.
I know what you're saying. One second. I know what you're saying, but that's not what Serge was saying, and that's saying that our show does that, and that's not what we do. So that's kind of bullshit.
I'm just trying to show.
You're right, though. It does happen.
The media does. People use that number as
people.
People use that number as a shocker, right?
What if he was going in the direction that this is a huge human rights issue? We have 13,000 people that need help that we're supposed to, based on what you said, theoretically.
They basically have no running water over there, no access to food.
They just had a huge hurricane that shut down over there.
People, but they're not detained, okay? Those people are not detained. They're just camped out there under that bridge because there's nowhere else to put that many people. There's no like facility. There's no like.
That's right. Because our current detainment facilities are filled with Mexican kids and Latin American kids.
in any case,
that's right. Oh yeah, the ones that never got let the ones that never got let out from the last 2 years.
Well, you saw that.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I hold up, hold up.
Big problem.
That is a continuing narrative, but you got to be up to date with what is happening over on that part of the border as well. Now, it's not like they cleared it all out, but there has been news coming out about how many people have been removed from those facilities.
Let's hear it. I want to feel good for those people.
I've been sharing with you. Listen, before we get away from the bridge, I just want to say those people that are stuck under the bridge, that don't have access to food, there are some people that are sneaking back over to Mexico to get food, to bring it back over the water to the U.S. side. And, of course, at that water crossing, I know we all saw, like, you want to talk sensational. Did you see those photos of Border Patrol on horseback with whips?
And it was very good photos, must I add. Very clean and precise.
United States government, think about what you're doing.
They never showed none of those photos for Mexican.
Think about what you're doing to other human beings. Think about what you're doing to other human beings, period.
Also, let me ask you a question, Joe. Let's say, because I believe what you're saying is very important right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that for me, it's like, how do we fix this? Like, and I think that's a big question, right? But like, well,
that's a huge question.
Bro. Well, I think more than I'm thinking about it, I'm breaking it down. Like, I saw those pictures, the pictures fucked up. Those pictures are like way back to, you know, the correlation of
dehumanizing black people. Something that we've been doing throughout our history.
Slave trade. That's exactly what it was back to, those images. It was fucked up. So now, do we take that those cops and that precinct or whatever it is that deals with that border, and we deal with it that way? Is that really like the first step, right? Because you're right. The U.S. government has to deal with this. How do we deal with it, right? Because not every single fucking human in the U.S. government, right? I'm sure there's a lot, but you know what I'm saying? So how do we deal with it? So how do we deal with that is the real question for me. It's not necessarily like what you're saying is right, but it's also sensationalism because it's a very big commentary, right? So it's like they're both the same. Like the 13,000 people is the same as U.S. government, fix it. It's the same kind of – so it's like, how do you break it down? Like, how do you get to the root of this? Because we're such in a split country that's like fucking 100 years ago right now.
Yeah.
It's 100 years ago here. Like, never in a million years could we imagine this when we were kids that the country would be so split.
And you know what, Fubs?
And it was always fucked up. Wait. Yeah, sorry, go on.
Who wouldn't have imagined it?
No, it's not what I mean. She was always fucked up, but it's visual now. It's everybody. It's loud.
It wasn't as loud, of course, back when we were young, but there is a lot to say about how our system is set up for people who just live across the border and so forth, as far as immigrants. This right here, even as much as it's a log jam, it's not so much to me that it's a log jam. It's the fact that they don't really have a process or plan B, per se, for situations like this, other than to throw people into, like, you know, these somewhat of a facilities. And I think if we're going to sit there and put this big billboard that we are the Disney World of the globe, then we should have things that meet those standards, or at least compete to meeting those standards. Because I don't expect any, you know, we all know this is not a perfect world.
That's old, right, though. Bring me your tired Jaipur. When the East European immigrants came over, the whole concept of the streets are paved with gold. Right. And people got here and they weren't. Some people took a boat over here, got to Ellis Island. They were like, get back the fuck out of here because you're not coming in this country. So that's kind of our situation forever, right?
Right. Well, like, you know what? Well, you know, back then, if you came, most of them were white. Mm-hmm. Also, when they came, a lot of them.
Wait, one second. I gotta stop you. I gotta stop you. One thing: white wasn't a thing back then. When census changed. Whoa, census changed.
No, black wasn't a thing, sir. Black wasn't a thing.
No, black wasn't a thing either. One second. I'm not saying that. My point is that white censusly. I'm not talking about like what I'm thinking. I'm talking about facts. The census broke down by place, Irish, Austrian, Eastern European. You know what I mean? It broke down by place, the census then. It changed. No. It changed to be really pro-white and anti-black, even worse in the 1900s, in the early 1900s. So you are right. But what was happening before that was they were not looked at as white when they were coming over. Okay?
Just right, to, but they were.
We are white. Yes, over. Yes. We have white skin, 100%.
I have friends that have different family names because when their family came over, they had already been at the quota for Germans or for Italians. Or
I understand.
And they changed their name. The person at the customs changed their name.
I know.
Illegally let them in the country.
Whoa!
Right?
But there were still signs that said no dogs, no Jews, no blacks.
Yep.
So, mm-hmm. You know, you're not wrong, but Joe's not right.
Well, yeah.
In fact, people had their names changed when they got here.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that the concept of they were white like it is now is not the truth. Okay, like they weren't black, but they weren't white like it is now.
Okay.
Right. We are white. Like,
if Joe is trying to weigh things out, we didn't get a chance to have a name. We were given
never, of course. I believe that. I'm not taking away from that. Okay, right, I'm not taking away from that. And I know it's sensitive. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
All I'm saying is that the concept of what a clumping of white is has changed over time. Black has never. It's always just been bad. Right.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's it. I'm not saying one is worse or better than the other. I'm not by any means saying that. I'm just trying to really like show what time was back then culturally, like what stories I was told. That's all.
And not
they were different.
Not to move the narrative a little bit off, but what are we going to do when we have all these people coming by the country loads trying to come into our country because their country is going through something that they can't. Why haven't we just go down and try to help these people in their places? I know some of it is more.
Millions of dollars.
We're using it anyway to buy missiles and bullshit. So one.
Right. Right.
If we could do the prime minister next door a favor, why wouldn't that work out for us? Why can't we make it work out for us on some?
No, it doesn't work out.
We were just involved.
It's the right thing to do it, or we don't.
We were just gain anything.
No, I'm not saying that we.
Support our government was just involved.
To the table. Go ahead, Joe.
Government was just involved in the assassination of the Haitian president.
Correct.
Okay, 11 Colombians, 2 Americans arrested after posing as the DEA. And they went into this guy's house and shot him dead at 3 in the morning.
There were 2 Americans involved.
What is, was it CIA? Yeah,
I said 11 Colombians and 2 Americans.
Right. There were 2 Americans involved. So,
and those are the ones that they caught.
I'm not going to... I don't know if we can really say.
Right. One second, just for the we are not professionals. We are just people talking.
Right. Yeah.
For the matter at stake in hand, we could just say there's also American Taliban guys. So we could just say whatever's going on is going on until we really find out.
I mean, even though they said what they said about 9/11, but I digress. Hey.
Right. But why I feel bad for Haiti is because after doing a little bit of research on them. And how they became Haiti, it just feels like that country has never really gotten a good lick, really.
Well,
no, just got a piece of land.
This is land,
and that was it. But they're owed so much from France.
Man, this is exactly what happens to
colonialism, imperialism.
Any successful black colony that has fought off colonialism, because they were the only successful. Slave revolt and kicked all of the French out of their country.
Right.
And since then, it's right. And since then, and since then, the place has been completely left dry. The land has been grown out to the point where the soil can't really grow very much land. If you look at a satellite image of Haiti and the Dominican Republic, Haiti looks almost brown, and the Dominican Republic looks lush and green. It's sad to see that. But the same thing also happened in Ethiopia, one of the other black countries that successfully fought off its colonizers, right? And it seems like every country that decides to fight off their colonizers ends up completely broke on the world scale, right? And then they want to cite
that. That's where I come back and say, unfortunately, always that this whole thing is a big business, right? Yeah, and it's the business of humans. It's a human business, and that's where imperialism is real.
So can we talk about this image?
This image is so fucked up.
Yeah, we could.
There's another one, too, with the horse in the sky.
How dehumanizing that image is, because the man is carrying pickup food. This is some white redneck with a badge that's been given way too much authority. Where the fuck are they getting bullwhips from?
So apparently those whips are whips used on the horses, and they were supposedly not whipping the people, even though in the video it kind of looked like they were.
Look at this aggression.
Maybe the aggression was pretty wild.
I call press release.
Okay,
I have. Let me first have some of the footage. So let's take
the one with the water.
The one with the water, I believe. Here we go.
Yeah, that's under. Yeah, that's tough, man. That's really tough.
You see that? Okay, here.
You just pushed this out of it.
Check this one out. It's a different one.
All right. I don't see how people can watch this shit. These are human beings. These are human fucking beings.
Where border patrol agents
right there was where I seen
intimidating Haitian migrants at the southern border.
I was horrified to see the images, and we look forward to learning the facts.
Yeah.
We do not tolerate
any Pause that.
Who is
that? This is also a technique, a tactic. Right?
PSYOP.
We're going to put no. We're going to put a minority at the front of this at the front of this thing to make it look like we're okay with doing shit like this.
Mayorkas?
Yep.
Yeah, Alejandro, yeah.
Well, look, Mr. Honorable Alejandro.
According to your facts, he's got white skin.
Yep.
Security.
Yeah, that too. So you know what? We're out here to carry out orders that most of us would never do.
Look at that. Look how many
would never ever do.
That's two countries trying to come in at the same time. That's Mexico and now Haiti. And
Mexico has minus immigration numbers. Guys need to go look at that. There are more Mexicans leaving the U.S. than fucking staying.
Listen to this. You got to see the footage of when they catch the refugees in Mexico. I saw like police in Mexico like kicking people in the head, all types of wild shit. So it's not just it ain't a white person thing.
Yeah,
it's a nationalist thing.
And
yeah, you can.
This is just not the best time.
We can always say, "Hey, look over there."
Look at the governments.
We talk about us. We talk about us.
And we're Eastern European countries also flipping to the far national right.
Yep, a lot of countries is doing that, and. This is what I'm saying. With all the stuff that's going on now, people will still want to come to America for hope at achieving their goals and dreams
because,
or whatever happens.
Because they're like, electricity and hot water.
Let's Some see. People have never experienced that in 2021. How about that?
Well, yeah, and that's sad.
I can't comprehend
we're the richest country in the world.
We had a rainstorm and flooding for like whatever 1 hour, and we're like, "Oh my god, that was terrible!" Like, if an earthquake tore through this whole fucking city and this building was leveled,
we'd be on boats trying to get to Europe.
You know?
more than there's a large percentage of people in Haiti that live off of less than a dollar a day. Okay? Mm-hmm. I defy anybody in the U.S. to try to live like that for 3 days. Try it. Try it. Try it. See if you can live off of a dollar a day for even 3 days. There are people that are going months and months and months before there was an earthquake, before there was any, you know, you got to understand.
People have to ration food as far as dinner time and what to eat for the day. Not even like three meals. We get it. You know, there's and I just want to see this handled better. And I feel like whenever we have these situations, yes, it should not just be left up to America. It should be a world council like the United Nations or some form to come and just sort of handle up and properly do some philanthropizing.
Yeah.
I'm dreaming. I get it.
No. That's cool. You know what I mean? UN just takes a lot of time for the wheels to move. Right.
It's not easy. You know what I mean? I get it.
They had already said that their food stockpiles were already dwindling there. Right. We got the richest country in the world less than 100 miles away from Haiti, and nothing's happening, right? And that's because there's no natural resources there. There's nothing for them to take from this country. So, you know, rather than us recognizing that we're the reason, look, the U.S. is the reason why there's a refugee crisis currently here in Europe, right? Why so many Syrians and Iraqis and people from different regions have had to come to Europe,
right?
And had to flood into Greece and had to flood into Italy.
Fleeing your country, it's that bad that you got to flee to another country, and then they stop you at the border, they process you, and then they put you at a plane and just send you back over to nothing.
And
to whatever you're fleeing from.
Right.
So I just had this.
There's like no security. There's no guarantee of safety once you land.
You're jumping. You're swimming. You're doing everything.
I just played baseball with a young man who walked here from Afghanistan.
Crazy.
Okay. Now, the kid gets here, learns the language within 2 months, right?
Powerful.
And shout out to my little brother, Naveed. I hope you're safe wherever you are, right? Now, he got here. He immediately started school, learned the language within a month or two. The kid was a volunteer for the mentally handicapped, helped bathe and wash these and feed the mentally handicapped, right? They call him and they tell him, hey, we want to help you with your paperwork. Why don't you come down to the office? He comes down to the office. They put him in cuffs. They put him on a plane and sent him back to Afghanistan. A month after they sent him back to Afghanistan was when the Taliban took over again. Right? The kid walked here at 17 years old. I defy anybody And they sent the young man back. The kid has been a better model citizen than most people that live here. And I'm sorry, but this kind of stuff really bothers me. To see this happen to other people, and we all got immigrant stories
in these four boxes here, bro. We all got immigrant stories, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
You about to break?
Joe's an immigrant.
Yeah, you know. And all we got to say is this is why voting is, as he walks away, this is why voting is so serious and we should take it more. Because it's really important about
the people
who we put in these spots. We're putting Scooby-Doo to run the country and run our fucking communities. And Scooby-Doo don't know shit about nothing. It is better to find people. There's people who've been overqualified who couldn't win the job. And that's just reverse thinking.
So. And there's a lot of people that don't want the job. They say, oh, smart people, like, I don't want to do that
shit.
Yeah,
because it's a headache once you get it. Who wants to have a job where you have to please
everybody?
Yeah, everybody. You can't even say just the country. You got to please everybody. It's like it's a faithless job. You just have to want to be president. You just got to want to love to be the game. But I mean, right now, I really hate saying that after the last 4 years, everything's turned to shit. What happened pretty much is the last 4 years put a magnifying glass on the shit. And now we can't remove the glass because it's there and in our faces. And it only seems to be piling up as we try to climb out of the garbage. So it's a scenario that all you can do is push. But at the same time, we need to understand what the issues are that are causing these things. And we need for people to understand that first. Fuck the vision right now. Like, it ain't working out for nobody. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let me break the fourth wall. Joe, man, I love you, man. Like your passion is what makes this shit. So I fuck with that.
Yeah,
man. And I feel you. This shit is real.
We all love you, JoJo, man. We know that, man. We know.
I just hate to see that happen to people. I feel you.
It's the entirety of what's happening is crushing right now.
Yeah.
Right. But like, but that's why we do this. Whether if 17 people watch it, it gives a shit. It's why we do this.
Yeah, so people gotta be better.
Of course. But it starts with information, right? And knowledge, talk.
All
right,
you read it.
What's up, sir?
Sorry.
No. I was just gonna read basically the first paragraph.
In, what is that?
Refugee admissions.
Oh, okay. U.S. State Department
website. Yeah. Under the INA, which is Immigration and Nationality Act, a refugee is an alien who generally has experienced past persecution or has a well-founded fear of persecution on account of race, religion, nationality, membership in a particular social group, or political opinion.
That's the Biden write-up, though. That's the Biden write-up. That's got to be the Biden write-up because that wasn't there.
I don't know because we're still functioning... Cool. Under
what does the application look like?
Under Trump law,
you should have gone to the application.
And look, this we can go back. I'll take us in there. But I definitely was thinking about this also because the reason that they're sending, all right, this is a two-part thought. The reason they're sending people back, is they're using the excuse that it's under the COVID laws that were enacted during Trump, during the pandemic, that that they're deporting people.
Right.
Instead of people that were able to stay and get that status. Right. Then that also ties in with the question of the people at the border that are coming in. Okay. So foreign nationals that come into the United States, they get basically asked if they have a vaccine card at this point, right? I believe you need one to travel. Did they say that yet?
Yeah.
I mean,
travel into the country, right?
Yeah. And
not leave though. Not leave. Not go to all countries. Just travel.
But migrants coming in from south of the border. They basically. Psaki, the press secretary, White House press secretary, she said that the people coming in, the migrants through the border in the south, that they're being asked if they have COVID-like symptoms, and then they're being quarantined or asked to quarantine if they do. I don't see how that works. But this is really something that I saw, like, some of the right-wing outlets latching onto. And, I mean, it's credible. Like, there is some kind of weird, like, double standard happening there. And because they're not putting enough attention on that,
That's again.
There's a good chance, you know, there's a problem that's being created. Mm. And yes, it drives like a narrative that, you know, conservatives and anti-immigration people, anti-refugee people would want to carry. And when she was asked about that, she said, well, that's because the people coming in don't expect to be staying long. I was like, what?
That's a weird answer.
It was a weird, yeah. Okay. And first I know all, this is going to be a soundbite.
The root of this whole thing is to try to also further dehumanize exactly. immigrants, absolutely. Right? Oh, like, the dirty immigrants are bringing. Get the fuck out of here. How about your dumbass fucking Trumplicans that are fucking running around talking about their freedoms being super spreading assholes?
Right.
First of all, shut the fuck up and start with yourself.
You're going to be tying that up in a nice little bow together. And be like, no. We would be all good with COVID if it wasn't for immigrants, right? Because that came from somewhere else. That didn't come from here. You know what I mean? Pure. But yo, did you hear that's the new term for anti-vaxxers?
No. They can go fuck themselves.
I'm a pure blood.
Right? All of them can go fuck themselves. Right? And you know who else calls themselves fucking pure bloods?
Nazis.
The Klan.
Nazis, the Klan, same thing. Aryans, supremacy. Yeah.
Yeah, pure bloods.
You know? So fuck you and your fucking expression. I'll call you whatever the fuck I want to call you.
Damn.
Right? And in fact, I probably won't call you anything. I'll just tell you to get the fuck up away from me.
Yeah, we need some gunshots and bombs.
And if you don't like it, you can kiss my fucking ass. In fact, both sides of this goddamn argument, all you people that got your shot, hey, the shot's supposed to protect you from COVID, but it won't protect your snarky ass from getting slapped in the fucking face.
I saw that post.
Okay, and it won't stop you, and it should stop you. From being a fucking self-righteous fucking preaching asshole like a Jehovah's Witness or a fucking vegan. So learn to shut the fuck up and mind your business.
What does a vegan have to do with this?
Hold on.
What vegan pissed off JoJo this week?
No. They're the same
stuff. Fucking mad at lettuce.
Vegans, Jehovah's Witness, fucking... Nice. The freshly vaccinated have all become these non-smokers. They've all become these self-righteous fucking assholes. They need to shut up. I miss George Carlin, he's right here.
This is good. This is the stuff. Woo! Like, really.
Oh, God. we'll skip over that one.
Wow.
Okay.
But you wanted to see that application? Wait, I wanted to see something. Like going on
after Chappelle.
Okay, so do refugees have rights? Your refugee status grants you legal status in the U.S. You have the right to receive the same treatment as U.S. citizens. Okay? Your local police are there to serve you as a member of the community and protect you.
Wait, read that line again, please.
Oh, God, I knew it was coming.
Please read that line again.
You should immediately call the police by dialing 911.
No, listen.
Call them right now.
A word of advice.
And just say refugee.
A word of advice. A word of advice to all these newly arriving, especially if you're black, refugees. Perhaps you haven't seen what a lot of us go through as citizens, I would implore you to please take a look and understand that the police are definitely, absolutely, positively, never have been and never will be there for your safety. They are not there for your safety. And because you're not a citizen, you're probably more likely to get shot than even we are, right?
I don't think that part's true. I think we're still number one, brother.
No, Probably not. Because guess what? As us as citizens, we can sue somebody.
He did say black. He did say black immigrant.
This answers that question.
To his credit.
When did he started with definition?
Correct. So I get what Joe's saying. He's right.
Which is correct.
Missed it.
Since the passage of the Refugee Act, which incorporated that definition of refugee into the INA. So that definition that we read
earlier.
You know, about what is a refugee. That's the 1980, this right here is 1980 definition.
Right. So that's what it's saying.
So if it were a problem with people distribution, and this is what I was getting at the very beginning, 14,000 immigrants, 50 states, a huge, huge country. Some of these states don't even have enough people to have a good economy to begin with. Right?
And they all dream you of doing that one.
Easily move people, 14,000 people over 50 states. They barely would even notice the people that that were there. Right? According to the numbers that Serge just flashed up before, we currently have 3.1 million refugees. Right? 3.1 million refugees would be about 1%.
I'm going to say something that might be super unpopular to some, but you know how you fix this situation? You tax the rich.
I thought he was going to say stop coming to the U.S.
No.
Like, bro, trust me, it's not that great.
I think there should be sort of percentages. Of course, I don't understand why rich people complain about taxes, especially when they can. Their lives are pretty.
Because we live in a capitalist government, man. Like, we live in a place where when you get money, you want to get more money and you want to keep your money.
Simple. But even like a Bezos, his tax write-off can probably help communities. You know what I mean? Like,
he can buy a whole country if he wanted to. So
He's a wild
bro. Like, you want to fix a lot of these problems? Let's stop draining the resources out of these places. Let's help these people in their political situations. We have no choice, or else all we're going to do is have this side be more.
And what's crazy is the amount of things that happen in this world come from private money as it is, right?
Absolutely.
So much shit comes from private money. You know? Like, that's what's crazy in general. Like, you're like, it does come from a lot of private money. Everything from like local shit that's good. Like, for example, you know, whenever dope shit happens in the subway system, somebody pays for that. The subway doesn't. The tax, the state doesn't. When everything happens, something dope happens somewhere else, somebody pays for that. The state doesn't. Feds don't.
You like this, Joe?
Other people do. Your rights at home.
Yeah, I thought Joe would like this.
Stand strong.
There have been reports of agents from the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Department of Homeland Security visiting refugees' homes to talk to them. Here's what you can do if someone tries to enter your home.
Wow. Do not open the door.
Sorry to laugh, but do not open the door is a really, really important one. But don't worry. They'll open the door themselves.
They'll open that shit.
They'll help themselves.
Or they'll pay for a robot to open the door.
They'll kick your door down.
Robot. Yo, seriously?
I mean, that's a really good list, though. Let's be very honest with ourselves. It's a crazy good list. Everybody should know that shit.
United States has historically led the world in refugee resettlement numbers. Admissions fell dramatically under Trump, whose administration increased vetting procedures and reduced the number of refugees accepted annually to record lows.
Yep.
Right.
But this is what I'm saying, just to tackle on that thing we was talking about earlier. You know, who knew that at New Year's Eve, right? New Year's Eve in New York City, we just talking New York, that they pull all the real super weapons out and put them on the streets.
The super weapons? Wait a second.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I know. I don't know what the name of none of these things is. You see things that you didn't know were in firehouses.
I'm not. Places. You're talking about like the Sonic guns? The weird
LRAD system.
The LRAD.
And the only reason why they have to do that is because they don't use them, and they just got to show them in some form of fashion. So why not? Boom, here we are. So if we got that kind of
money, how they get their money
around, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can fix this situation so fast that, you know, we don't have to make everybody become a citizen, a natural, or whatever it is. But we can at least do something to help put these people on a better path towards whatever.
Wow. And unfucking believable. Right? Mm-hmm. How'd you become a citizen?
I was born here. So
Had to live here a certain number of years, and then you have to take a test.
Right.
Okay. All right. So why is it that people that get here, and I've always wondered that, because you see that generally as a trend too, and I'm not talking about you guys in specific, but why is it that you see that the people that actually become citizens later on turn around and talk the same thing about not wanting other people to come here when they got here that way?
Right? Assimilation.
I don't understand it. I don't understand that, because I was born here, and I actually, that was one of the few things that I actually believed to my very core for a long time, that our country was established in a way that you can come here if you want to and make your life, right? And I truly believe that.
They sold you the dream, bro.
Yeah, but then how can other people turn around and come here, right? And you see that with a lot of Latin
America. But that's like not even just there. That's in general hate. Like, we all have people that like, oh, you're like, when you get successful, people hate on you. Like, that's the same kind of shit, right? Like, oh, I'm here now, fuck you. Like, that's the same line of thought, right? It's not, also, I think it's a human thing more than anything.
I can't really psychology comprehend shit. Well,
but I know what you're saying. It's fucked
up. Concept of like, all right, let's say that you have a country and you have like your population, right? Let's say like so many white people moved to Mexico that there are more white people than Mexicans living in Mexico.
Like Cancun.
That's probably like undesirable if you're a native Mexican.
Of course. Right?
So
ask a South African.
I don't quite understand the whole like limiting how many of like another nationality can move to, you know what I mean? Like,
right. It's one planet, first of all, right?
It's real.
Like it sort of makes sense as a concept, but how, like implementing that, there doesn't seem like any like cool way to do that.
Well, like at the end of the day, nobody is from America but Native Americans. Everybody else came here or was taken and brought here. And that's that, right?
Yeah,
and that's real. Like, and
right.
Be very, very honestly, I know very few in my life Native Americans. I know a couple, but that's real. Like, you know, and it's not like
Well, guess what? None of our families descend from that group of people.
Not a single
one of us.
I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for everybody else on my side for sure.
From where?
Native American.
No, I was saying from
the
people that came over and took the U.S. land away from the natives.
Oh, no, not at all.
We don't.
Not a Mayflower, no.
You have to watch this documentary.
We don't know that?
Trail of Tears?
No, my family is not connected to
Trail of Tears is in it, but it's called Destroy All Brutes.
No Jew family. Heard of that?
Destroy All Brutes? Yeah, you have to watch it. I was watching it. It's really dope. Yeah. Touches on all the stuff we're talking about as far as... You know what
I mean? You know, with me being an immigrant the other way, and having to leave the U.S. to find a far better life, right? I don't know, right? You know, I got here, and I could say that it was definitely tough. But to come as a refugee is a completely different story.
Of course,
right. But most of these people leave it with whatever they could grab,
right?
Whatever they could put on their backs, and they're like, "Come on, we gotta go."
You know, I had a former business partner that was from Iran, and his family fled Iran in 81, I think, and he was during the last year, making the correlation of like, wow, like my parents are like telling me that it feels like Iran did when we fled Iran in America. Ooh, right now.
I think they prefer Iran.
Yes, I apologize, but that's why I used to fuck with him.
Iran's kind of like the Nori version.
The Nori version, yeah. But
Iran.
There it is. But you know what I'm saying? Like, and they consider themselves Aryans, actually. Like, that's like.
Oh, another story.
No, that's what they.
No, that's
they,
real.
That's what they are. They're Aryans.
They're real Aryans.
Correct.
Oh, they're, real they're, Aryans.
It's real. Not what? Aryans that they took it from them. The OG Aryans. They are Aryans.
From the Caucasus Mountains turned it in. They became Aryans.
There it is. Oh, I got it. So, nonetheless, like, when he told me that, it felt like that. I was like, that's crazy. It's a crazy correlation, you know, just to bring it home.
You guys are touching nerves, though, because I'm thinking about, I think maybe Serge and me, I met my one cousin. That's like one of my favorite people in the world. He's from Venezuela, and I know his story to when he got naturalized was pretty much a year before 9/11 happened. And the cost to become a citizen at the time was like $500 or something. And, you know, moving on to what he is now, he's pretty much living his best life within the military in Hawaii, running a whole base. And if that isn't proof that cats could come here and you know, become productive and part of, or just,
well, help the you've also,
people, you well, know what I mean?
In that same token, you also have immigrants that decided to join the U.S. Army.
Yep.
and were promised their citizenship and got deported.
That has
after they served.
That actually happened. People that joined the armed forces were turned down for becoming.
No, they served. They served, got out. Somehow their paperwork didn't get through and they got deported.
Wow. That's wild.
I just recently saw a story about that, you know?
Malarkey.
And it used to be a way for people to gain their path to citizenship as well, is if you join our military. Hey, come join our military.
Come fight for us. Fodder.
Come fight for us.
Go bomb your own land.
If you live, we'll make you a citizen. Oops. Sorry, the paperwork got lost.
This is how we test minefields. Go walk.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's why it's so weird to see people who have to sleep under an underpass with nothing, barely anything left that they can hold on sentimentally or whatever, get treated like crap by people who supposedly are supposed to be watching the border, that as if they're like intruders breaking into the back of somebody's backyard or something. And the way that people are crying for help, that's the big irony of it all.
Right, and the way that it's also been reported is that once they come across the border, they can fill out the refugee status. They're being released and that's wrong to say.
No, it's the truth.
Right? They have schools in Haiti.
No, dude.
They have schools in Haiti. Right? Most of the people that are trying to leave are working class people that had a little jobby job at a supermarket or some other bullshit and took their little bit that they have. Because if you're dirt poor, you're not going anywhere. Because a coyote ain't moving you without that money.
All right,
okay?
All right.
So you got to remember that most of the refugees are usually working class people. People like us
I'm not just talking about the Haiti refugees. I'm talking about in general, even the Mexican
conceptually.
Cats. And even cats from Europe who come over here.
No, I refuse to think. No,
Italians,
no,
when they came over here. Come on.
You cannot say, look, we got more illiteracy rates in the U.S., from people that are fucking born there, people that can't read. Mm-hmm. So don't come with that,
dude,
that's dehumanizing. No, that's further dehumanizing. People. I that's refuse.
Dehumanizing.
Yes,
that's
it is.
Things that they
yes, it is. It's pushing a narrative.
People to feel
But you know what? You saying something that is an assumptive statement like that, and I don't mean to attack you, but let's not use assumptive statements, thinking that every refugee is just All of them are poor and uneducated and illiterate. We got illiterate people in our own fucking country. We can't even fight illiteracy in our own country. Right? So the people that I'm thinking that the people that actually went and made this hard ass fucking journey, right, have a lot more common sense, because they've been able to make it that far without fucking dying. None of us would. Nobody in this room, nobody listening to us right now would ever be able to make that fucking journey. It wouldn't even be able to make a quarter of that journey. Okay? Let's not assume anything about these people other than let's just assume they're trying to flee something real fucking bad. Bad enough that they walked here. Right? Give these people their dignity. Right? And I don't mean to attack you, but it bothers me. It bothers me to my core that they can't come here and just simply be processed. The only thing I want to correct
you on is that you're saying that I'm saying that every person that's coming here is dumb, deaf, and blind. And I didn't say that. I'm saying there will be some issues with people who are looking for a way out of a very bad predicament, deeper than most. And they may not have certain things that they might need to get past those paperworks and situations as easy as others would.
Oh,
yeah,
and
yeah.
There will be others there.
We only got a couple of minutes left before we got to cut off, and I just wanted to bring something interesting up. I looked up this story also on some of the Fox shows. I just wanted to see how they were covering some of the same footage.
Jesus, you're gonna start.
And they were making statements like, "Man, the government had to close the bridge. Like, now this is making a lot of problems for people in the area. As the Biden administration is working their ass off to deport people." And one lady said, "Gosh, it's like the conditions here are worse for them than they were back in Haiti. 317% increase in migrant encounters over last August." You know, and I'm like, it's so obvious, like the framing of the stories, you know.
Right.
Just all about how this administration is to blame. Not that all of our government is to blame, but this administration is to blame. Of course, as senators and Congress people and representatives, like, they of course have, there's no blame on their backs. You know, people have been holding out fucking votes on special interest shit, like, as far back as I remember learning about government, you know what I mean? People are always voting like the party line now, right? Anyone that tries to step out against the party line, they're just kicked off of committees, right?
Right.
And it just becomes like this numbers game. Yeah, anyway.
It used to be a middle ground, but I guess the middle ground is barely existing right now. So
JoJo, please do the right thing, man.
JoJo done the right thing today.
I'm trying to get us to do the right thing, right? Be better. Be better. U.S. government, you should be ashamed of yourself, because as far as I'm concerned, Biden and Kamala Harris, you know better than Trump and Pence were. You're the same demonic people who have not done anything to help people where you have been the cause of the issue. The last four presidents, the last five presidents, you too, Obama, have all, you've all been part of the problem.
And if you want to read more about that, check out a YouTube video with Noam Chomsky talking about how every U.S. president could be tried for federal offenses. Just search Noam Chomsky, U.S. presidents. That's a good one.
All right, guys. Got about 30 seconds. That's it. That's all on behalf of my co-host, El Traco, Fubs, Vandal. My name is JoJo. We out of here. Be better. Peace.
podcast.
I dead went to the store.
Yo.
And I seen the motherfucking.
Whoa. What was that?